Good afternoon, the time now, just a little after 4 p.m. on this Friday afternoon, and it's time now on this Community Elements show for Brian's Good News. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
It's good. It's actually been a really good week weather-wise, you know.
It has indeed. Yes, it's encouraging that, isn't it?
And I think it's going to get a good deal colder.
Oh, no. No, no, come on, I'm giving good news, not bad news.
you see, cold can bring good news as well, because it kills off all the pests and diseases. So if you think about it in that way, it can be good news.
I agree. Yes, very good that.
Okay, right. So whatever news listeners that you get, think about it a different way, and you maybe come up with a different answer.
It's better to think positive, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, so Brian has his good news, and where have you taken your news from this week?
All of them are from the Evening Express.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to hearing your good news, and you've got good news about something at the end, something which warms the cockles of my heart. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. But anyway, on with your good news.
Right. An art student who turned 90 on Saturday has shown you're never too old to start a new hobby. Gertie Pithy was thrown a surprise birthday party by her classmates and tutor, Dorothy Wilson, at her art class at the Beacon Centre in Bucksburn, Aberdeen. The mature Matisse, who has been taking the class for almost 3 years, has even sold some of her works. Gertie, who is originally from Vienna, has lived in Bucksburn for 61 years. She said, "Up until I came here, I'd never done any art." Dorothy, the class tutor, said, "Gertie is here every week. She's my best customer. I am delighted for her and for the group as a whole." Gertie, who has had several jobs over the years, including working as a nursery assistant, said the class has finally allowed her to learn about art and make new friends. She said she would encourage anyone to join a similar group, no matter what their age is. She added, "You're never too old to try something new. I'm a great example of that." A pensioner has been stunned after finding a coin worth £100 in her charity tin. Dorothy Shepherd, 77 years old, has been collecting for Cullen's Church of Scotland for over 10 years and has got nothing more unusual than the odd foreign coin. So she was amazed when she found a gold half-sovereign from 1864. When TV Antiques experts visited Keith this week, Tim Hogarth and Simon Schneider said the coin was worth £100 and bought it. The money will go to the leprosy mission. An orphaned baby seal has been saved after a northeast family found it stranded on a beach. Scott Barr, wife Haley, and daughter Eleanor had been walking their dog near the Donmouth local nature reserve when they spotted the stricken pup. Scott told how they looked after the seal, called Podrick, for an hour until the Scottish SPCA officer arrived. The 40-year-old said, "We rang the SPCA as it was all alone and looked like it had been abandoned. I wouldn't have been able to sleep right if we hadn't, if we had just left it there. My 11-year-old daughter was upset when it started to move around, and she thought that the seal looked distressed, and it was another reason to stay and help. The SPCA were brilliant when they arrived, and were very thankful for the help we had given them. The seal is doing well, and will be released back into the world once he can fend for himself in around 3 months." A family have raised more than £50,000 in memory of their mother with a charity golf day to help fight motor neuron disease. Rose Hearty woman Joan Hastie was diagnosed with the condition 4 months before her death in 2013. She was just 64 when she died. There is no cure for the condition, which affects the nervous and in the brain and spinal cord, and in an effort to support others, Mrs. Hastie's family have thrown themselves into raising money for MND Scotland. Her three sons, Doug, Martin and Philip, and husband George have arranged three annual golf days since her death and raised more than £50,000 for the cause. It will be all smiles for one student, as she has been named Aberdeen's best apprentice dentist. Natalie Miller, 24, will be heading to the national grand finals of the apprentice dentists in Edinburgh after winning the Aberdeen Regional Heat. The competition, run by Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh, sees final year dental students from across Britain demonstrate their skills in a series of challenges. Natalie said, "I feel really fortunate to have made it through to the final, and I'm excited." Along with a certificate and trophy, Natalie has been provided with travel to the final on March 30th, at which the top 16 finalists will undertake a range of clinical procedures before determining the winner. An event that has turned a town into a racetrack has raised more than £12,000 for charity. The annual Ellen Pedal Car Race involved some residents, scores of residents in fact, competing in homemade cars for a good cause. The race, run by Ellen Rotary Club, was in aid of Friends of Ancor, which helps provide treatment and support to cancer and haematology patients across the North East. Friends of Ancor fundraising manager Sarah Jane Hogg said, "We are truly grateful to have been chosen as the Ellen Pedal Car Races charity this year. Every single penny of the £12,000 raised will go directly to the cause of ensuring that every cancer patient attending the Ancor unit at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary will receive the best possible care, treatment and support during and after their diagnosis." A charity is on the lookout for a new intake of students to join an employability course in January. Inspire Ventures, which helps people over the age of 16 with learning difficulties, is offering a 10-week programme with its Inspire Academy. Drew Harding, a recent graduate, has begun work with Instant Neighbour after completing the course. He said, "I learned how to work well in a team and make friends better, as well as always trying to be kind and help out people when they need it. I learned to be patient, to listen, and to hold eye contact." Applications for the course, which starts on January 10th, are open. The course combines classroom sessions, employer visits, and voluntary work experience to give people skills and confidence to gain employment. Peter Wood, Inspire Academy course leader, he said, "Drew is a great ambassador for Inspire Academy. It's great to see him putting the skills he learned at Inspire Academy into action at Instant Neighbour." Free picture books are being given to every primary one child in Scotland to encourage them to read. The packs from the Scottish Book Trust will contain three books, all by Scottish authors, as well as an activity booklet. The titles are "There's a Bear on My Chair" by Ross Collins, "Hare and Tortoise" by Alison Murray, and "Shark in the Park on a Windy Day" by Nick Charlotte. Scotland Book Trust Chief Executive Mark Lambert said, in Bookbag Primary, the Bookbag Primary One Family Bag has been designed to show children how pleasurable and fun reading can be. A new cafe, where you fork out for the time rather than the coffee, has opened up in Aberdeen. Instead of paying for food and drink inside Tempo at the Bonacord Centre, customers will be charged 10 pence a minute. All the money raised from this unique venture will be going to help cancer support at Clan. The project was made possible after Bonacord bosses gave the shop space to the charity and Alaris Kitchens donated the equipment. Customers sign in on arrival at Tempo and are then free to help themselves to teas, cakes and coffees. At the end of their visit, they collect their bill, which is calculated based on the time they've spent in the cafe. Susan Crichton, Clan fundraising manager, said, everyone at Clan is delighted to be involved in such an innovative pop-up project, which we are sure will capture the attention of the North East public. We can't thank Bonacord enough for their support, and we are thrilled to be part of it. The venture is the brainchild of Bonacord manager Craig Stevenson. He said, we are always on the lookout for that something special for our customers. Tempo is an extra special project. The concept is unique in Scotland, and we are really excited to be able to bring this to the city for the first time. John Murray of Alaris Kitchen said, both Clan and Bonacord have been great to work with. We donated the kitchen equipment, dishwashers, fridges and coffee machines, something in the region of £18,000 worth, and I hope this raises as much money as possible for our great local charity. A woman who works at a North East care home has been nominated for a top award. Wendy Adams of St Modan's Care Home in Fraserburgh has been shortlisted in the Training and Staff Development category at the Scottish Care Awards 2016 at the Glasgow Hilton Hotel, hosted by entertainer Michelle McManus. These awards have been hailed a huge success in recognising individuals, teams and companies. Karen MacDonald, who nominated Wendy, said, Wendy is a hugely passionate, enthusiastic individual who places a great deal of value in training and self-development. It's so positive to have individuals like this at our organisation who recognise the value of continual learning and self-development. Wendy thinks outside the box and is passionate in ensuring that residents receive the best quality care and support. Now, today we have included several items which are about helping people and serving. And I think there's an appropriate scripture that we have we can read now. It's from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5, 6 and 7. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Brian, thank you so much for that good news, and so many stories actually that were... you're reading out, and we're just flagging up. I wonder whether we could get in touch with this person or that person and find out more. But I think one of the things we will be doing in this program, the Community Elements program, is paying a little visit for myself along to that Tempo place. Because more than that, I want to find out exactly what charities like Cancer Research actually do and cancer care. And it would, I think, be quite illuminating, not only for us, but for them too. So who knows? But I think that'd be really good to do that.
I would agree. I've been in there and I was impressed with the friendliness of the staff. And they will be able to answer your questions, and because they are dedicated, these people are. And the chairs were comfortable as well.
Yeah, and most certainly there's so many other things that I'm actually struggling in my mind to pick out one, apart from that cancer care one, that I like the best. But one of the other things you mentioned involved some medical issues, and it reminded me actually of the fact that each of us, if we try, we can actually make a difference in someone's life. And I think a lot of people think you have to be trained, for example, to be a first aider, to actually administer first aid. But sometimes all that is needed is to actually pick up the phone and dial an ambulance, or sit with that person and reassure them. Quite a few times,
that's important.
Quite a few times, people may be in shock and they may not be able to respond to you, but if you are there with them and they know that there's someone there, then that can make a huge difference to them. And if you have told them,
it's vital
that you have called the ambulance. And if there's someone else comes in who is able to assist you, then there are ways in which you can actually carry out first aid. And it doesn't actually take much to do that, like putting them in the recovery position so that they are, A, more comfortable, and B, it opens up the airway is really important. So what we're going to do later on in this program, the Community Elements program, we're just going to take a few minutes aside to actually cover some first aid, one first aid scenario, just so that listeners know what kind of situations may arise, what the symptoms may be, and how to actually help that person, just in a simple but a really effective way. So we'll see what we can do, but we invite you, if you're listening and you're a first aider and you might be interested in getting involved with this radio project, do that, because then we might be able to have a much more realistic first aid viewpoint, because anyone could do first aid. If you're not coughing and spluttering and you haven't got too much of a cold, then you could do very easily very effective first aid. And if you have got a cold, even just sitting near to someone but talking to them and letting them know that you're there and you've called an ambulance, that could again make a huge difference to their life.
That's very good. Yes.
Yeah. No, sorry, I have digressed greatly, but what other, I nearly said first aid, what other things do you have, that stories that have picked out by yourself that have really stood out for you?
Well, I was impressed with the story about the getting people who have learning difficulties into the community, and with confidence. Now that Inspire program is excellent. So January the 10th, when the next one starts up again, I think is a very good way of getting people involved who would otherwise probably feel too shy to join in anything. But this is a real inspiration, and Drew Harding, that we spoke about, he is now a success with Instant Neighbour. That's a very good encouragement and should be to anyone who is in need. The need can be met.
Yes.
That's a very great encouragement, in my opinion.
And it doesn't actually take much, I believe, for a need to be met. If everyone did something instead of thinking, oh, well, someone else will do it, or I don't think I've got the resources, or I don't think I've got this or that to help them, sometimes all they require is either time or maybe sometimes a bit of a donation, but you don't have to go and sign up for something and give a donation just because they stand at a supermarket and ask you for that. They may be needing just a little bit of extra help occasionally or on a regular basis to help them and make a difference.
Yeah, and I think all of us can remember times when in the past we maybe thought, could I do that? I don't know. But, you know, we can do a lot more than we think we can often. And we only need to take that step forward. And there's always people to help. So I would like to encourage anyone who wants help in this way, ask for it. Join this course. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be excellent for them.
Yeah. Agreed.
And would be great benefit to them and to the people around them.
Yes. Excellent, Brian. We've talked about a good few things on this Brian's Good News, but thank you once again, and we'll see you again next week.
Look forward to it.